Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
All right. This is Lawrence J. King in the house at Book Talk Radio. And today, my guest, it's a privilege to have him on my show. He's a Denver, Colorado-based author with a goal, a dream, and a vision. And so he writes children's books. Most interesting, I've had a lot of amazing people on my show before. Never had children's books. As I said before, he has a goal, a dream, and a vision. And so without further ado, let's bring him on to our show. His name is Frederick Stewart.
How you doing, Lawrence?
How's it going, Frederick?
How you doing,
welcome to Book Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, Frederick, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you're all about.
All right. Well, I was born in Battle Creek, Michigan, Serial City. The birthplace of Kellogg's and Post. And I guess one of my fondest childhood memories is the smell of Fruity Pebbles being cooked on Saturday morning, something you'll never forget. I was adopted when I was two by my mom and dad, Charles and Octavia Stewart. As most kids, I grew up liking reading, writing poems, sports, and spending time with friends and family. Actually, the first book I ever wrote, read was Moby Dick in elementary. Graduated from high school and joined the Marines. That was always a dream of mine. Didn't get to stay a Marine, had a medical honorable discharge. But that was okay because I have five biological children, Jerome, Frederick, Radiance, and Devin, and Antonetta, and two daughters from my previous marriage, Lalandra and Jasmine Robinson. I have nine grandbabies and one on the way. Been married 11 years to Antonetta Stewart. Most of my career I've been working with children. I've coached youth track, volunteered in youth ministry, worked in daycare, and was also a youth corrections officer. That's
amazing,
short
amazing, thing. Simply amazing. Yeah, you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the coffee mug in a lot of places.
Yes, sir.
And so when did you realize that you wanted to become a writer of children's storybooks?
Well, that was sparked by the birth of my youngest daughter, Antonetta. When she was born, she had multiple complications, a hole in her heart, low level of oxygen, and blood in her stomach, and the doctors couldn't figure out where it was coming from. But on the second day of her life, her mother had her laying on her chest, and the baby lifted her head up and started staring at something behind her mother. And she just stared there, you know, for a couple seconds. Now, this baby's 2 years old, and she lifted her head and is staring at something. So we didn't think much of it then until I was holding her a little while later, and she did it again. And at that time, both of us said, she's looking at her angel. And that sparked the Time with My Creator series.
Nice. And so, Frederick, tell us the titles of your book or books and where people can pick up what you're putting down before we get further into this interview.
Okay, well, the first book I have, it's on Amazon. It's from my Stewart House Story series, and it's called There's a Sock Monster That Lives in My House. My daughter, Antoinette, is pretty much the basis of pretty much all of my books. I was getting her ready for school one day, and we found 8 socks, but none of them matched. And so that kind of sparked, there's a sock monster, and it's not the dryer. The dryer's not doing it. There's a real sock monster that lives in our house. Then that one is on Amazon. I mean, I'm sorry, not Amazon. Yeah, Amazon. And the second book is from the Time with My Creator series, and it is set to be published within the next month. We're finishing up the illustrations and getting all the ISBNs and all that stuff together. So that one will be available within the next month.
Awesome. So tell us about it more in detail. How long did it take you from start to finish to finish these particular books, or these books and that book?
Well, the Time with My Creator series, that one started in 2015. I started out planning to write just one book. And as I finished that book, more ideas came up. So I have 3 books in that series, Precious Pearl and Little Seed and Shining Star. So those are the 3 books in that series. And they're all based on time spent with our Creator before we come to Earth. And he installs, you know, all he wants us to know before we get to Earth. And we're, you know, the little pearl, he's real inquisitive. He wants to know everything. He wants to know why he was created. He wants to know about these parents things that our Creator made for him. So our Creator, being the patient Creator that he is, he explains all this to him in detail. And when he's finished installing all these things, he prepares him to go be born on Earth. And that's the premise for all 3 of the books. It just has different characters in the books.
Nice. Well thought out. Well played. We're talking live on the air with Frederick Stewart. Stewart Frederick. Bing, bing, bing. Good name, good name, good name, good books. And so interviewing this individual right now, and we're trying to put out there what he's putting out there so everybody can get out there and get all that. So far we've got it. You can get the stings at Amazon. And so can they get them from you in any way by contacting you with an email, blah, blah, blah? Put out all your info out there for us.
Okay, well, right now we are creating a new website. We had to go start from scratch. So that one's not up yet, but it will be available within the next couple of days where you will be able to purchase the books. The email address is dreambeyond@stewarthouseproductions.com. And social media sites, LinkedIn, Facebook. I think we have a Twitter account.
Okay, and there you have it. So I heard the name Stewart House Productions. Maybe elaborate on that just a bit. How did that come about, and how's that working?
Well, Stewart House Productions came about when I first started writing books, and I was listening to webinars, and they kept saying, you know, make your book your business, make your book your business. And so, okay, I went and got my EIN number, and I made a business, but really didn't know what my business was going to be. But as time went on, the books became the platform for Stewart House Productions to help children with reading and writing literacy. So our focus right now is going to be trying to eradicate children illiteracy. We do a lot of tutoring. We're big in, want to get into the community and help as many people as we can on every platform. But our main focus is helping kids and enriching the lives of children.
Outstanding, outstanding. And so I'm guessing this was a lot of fun for you to delve into this writing, creating process for your children's book series. Did you experience any difficulties along the way, or did it just come to you just automatically and it went smoothly?
Oh, no. There was plenty of obstacles and uphills and downhills, and one minute you're motivated, the next minute just nothing's seems to be going forward. When I was having one of the books illustrated, I was working with a friend of mine, and he had started working on his business, so I didn't have an illustrator again. And at that point, it was like, okay, I'm done with this, but I kept persevering through it. Eventually, I found the Fiverr site and got my illustrations done. And there's a lot of obstacles, a lot of setbacks. But this is something that I believed in. I had a good supporting cast, and we finally are starting to see it come to fruition.
Nice. So do you write any other books other than children's series books and books in general?
Yes, I do. Next year, I will have a motivational, inspirational book. It's called I Know What I Want to Do When I Grow Up. And what that is there's six main things that help me persevere through the hard times, faith being the biggest one. A lot of people give adversity a bad name, but adversity, it built the character for me to continue on even when I was feeling like quitting. Because I wasn't seeing, you know, the books weren't getting published, things weren't happening, but I kept persevering through it. And like I said, it's starting to come together. But I'm also working with a friend of mine, Rashada Wanzer, and we're doing a book together, working on a book together. And I got to give her a shout out because she's been amazing helping me get these things going and working on the website and doing anything else that, you know, I asked of her. So great friend.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead and shout out anything to anyone at any time. This is live. And Kenry is recording as we speak. So, yeah, go ahead and do your shout outs, man. We're approaching the middle phases of this interview. An highly interesting interview with Stuart. And so, Frederick Stuart. So, yeah, shout it out there, man. Just tell everybody hello, whatever you want to say to all the friends, fans, and supporters that have been true to you.
All right. Well, I got to start out with my family. My wife, my baby girl, she's my inspiration. She's my determination. She's the reason that this is so important to make sure I can give her a better life.
I understand that. That's a very, very awesome goal, dream, and vision. So tell us more about your Stuart House Productions. How did that come to pass, per se, and what goals do you have in mind for 2019?
Well, my first project that we are working on is a poetry contest, and it's a little different than normals, because this one, it's the title would be When Did You Fall in Love with Reading? And so what I've done is I've written like a series of questions in poem format about when you fell in love with reading. And the contestant will have to answer those questions in poem format. And we're looking for, you know, originality. We're looking for, you know, just a good storyline. And so I think doing it that way is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be, we get to read a lot of poems from, you know, people hopefully all around the world. So that's what we have lined up in the near future, hopefully looking at April to launch that. Some other things that we are passionate about is breast cancer. A lot of, you know, pretty much everyone I know has lost someone or has dealt with someone that has, you know, some kind of cancer, breast cancer. So our idea for October is to, you know, do something big for that, just to get into the fight for breast cancer. As a father, my daughter is my world. So we're planning a father-daughter dance dinner We're in works with that one. And that's just the tip of the iceberg for us. We're planning to go full steam ahead with everything.
Outstanding. And what can the supporters, friends, fans, followers, and listeners, the community in general, do to help or participate in your mission and your mission statement?
Well, donations are always great, but I think more so is just the support, and not just with Stewart House Productions, but any community or any person that's trying to help better somebody else's life, I think we need to get behind that and help them. There's so many, you know, people out there that are without, or me, myself, and family have last couple of years really gone through some trials and tribulations, and I've had, you know, two or three great friends that, you know, if I needed money, Selton Lewis, you know, Keith Jefferson, I got it, you know, they just been there for me. My brother, Nair Dawson, Lance Shaver. So to have any time that somebody's trying to do something positive, I think just the support of it is key.
Absolutely, yeah. We all experience impatience, adversity, things in life that bog us down. But the key is, as you well know, perseverance, persistence, willpower, focus, and determination. I wrote the book on a bad hair day. I'm a 10-time published author, and I know what adversity is all about. And so plug all your social media, your information, the titles of your book. And then once you've done that, do you have your books in front of you by any chance, Frederick?
Yes, I do.
Cool. So, yeah, plug all that information where people can, you know, jump on your mission statement, some support, some dollars and cents, buy your books, all that. So the fans and the friends and the listeners can get out there and get that for you.
Okay. Well, like I said, the website will be up in the next couple of days, but we are on Facebook, LinkedIn. I have to check the Twitter account. I'm not sure. I'm not big on Twitter, but unlike, you know, some other person. But the majority of our information will be on the website. And like I said, the first book is on Amazon. There's a sock monster that lives in my house. And The Precious Pearl will be out within the month. We have some upcoming books. There's a little tornado that lives in my house. That's also about my daughter. I have 8 books written, and it's just getting them, the illustrations done and the publishing process and on.
I understand. Sounds like you got a lot currently going on, and futuristic visions, goals, and missions to definitely be a part of. So your book, let's open it up a little bit to wherever you want to go, and just, you know, read a couple little stories out of your amazing work.
All right, let me find a good one. Let's see. Just a second.
Yeah, we're talking live to Frederick Stewart, a Denver, Colorado-based author. And so, yeah, whenever you're ready to go, my friend.
All right. So this is from the Precious Pearl, Time with My Creator series. And this is the first, page in the book. And as soon as it opens. Okay, so it goes, one day my creator was looking for someone to create. He pondered the idea as he stood at his pearly gates. He wanted to create someone more precious than gold, someone who would be loved, treasured, and adored. But where could he find a treasure so rare? He thought for a second, and it became very clear. He appeared down from heaven into the deep blue sea and pulled out a gem as perfect as can be. My creator saw in me what others may fail to see, not a diamond in the rough, but a pearl of the sea. That's the first page.
Nice.
And let's see. Let's do this one. This is one of my favorite illustrations. Oh, no, no. Hold on. I had one that I really want to. Here we go. Okay, so this one, the books are also written as family heirlooms because the names of the children and the parents can be incorporated into the book. So this one goes, before I could ask my creator about my parents, who he created just for me, he told me their names and the joy I would bring. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Your father's name is, and that's where you would put the father's name. You will be the pride of his life. To protect and provide for you will be his greatest delight. Your mother's name is, inside her you will grow. Her heartbeat and your heartbeat, the purest form of earthly love you'll ever know. Oh, yeah, that's all from the Precious Pearl book, the one that's coming out shortly.
Okay. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. Hold your ears because it's probably going to get loud. Lawrence J. King, we need your call letters. Book, talk, radio. This is LJ in the house with Frederick Stewart talking about his amazing children's book in a series. And so we're interviewing him live, and he's currently reading passages from his amazing creations. Are you still with us, man?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's keep on reading a couple more passages, and then we'll talk about some more things.
All right. Let's see. Let's get this one. Okay. This one says, before I could ask one more thing, in the blink of an eye, our scenery changed. We were no longer in the midst of a sea, but on heavenly plains where the angels sing. I know you may be wondering, how did I know? For I heard trumpets blaring like the roar of the sea, and the beat of drums sounded like thunder to me. I also saw the angels praising him with song as they bowed down before him, glorifying his return. That's also from the Precious Pearl. Let's see. Here and find one from Creator. This one is from, let's see, let's do Little Star. All right. Okay. And let's just start from the beginning. Where we go. All right, so this one is from The Little Star, and it starts, my creator smiled and it lit up the sky. My heart started racing as he told me why. I created you for me as I created all things in heaven and earth. I love you so much I'll even be present on the day of your birth. I also made you for others who will love you as well, your parents, grandparents, family, and friends. My parents, I said, unsure. My creator answered, you will be the pride of their children as a crown to the aged. What will I call them? Who will they be? These parent things you made just for me. Your father's name is Frederick. You'll call him Dad. You'll change his life from the first touch of your hand. Your life itself may weaken him, but make him a stronger man. Your mother's name is Antoinetta, a special bond you two will share. Cherish your mother greatly, for she'll sacrifice all she has. She'll all but give her life to birth you into the land.
Sweet. So would you say these are bedtime stories or anytime stories?
I'd like to say they're anytime stories. What I like about them most is that it's something that can be passed down from generation to generation. You know, what kid wouldn't like to see their name in a book, and then when they get grown and have kids, they can show their child that story too. So I like to look at it as a family heirloom.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. Does your children's books in the series, do they have like little caricatures in them going through the book, or is it just reading stuff? Or
no, they are full color illustrations. The main character, of course, is our creator, and then like with the precious pearl, and about it is, anytime you spend with our creator, you're going to grow. So in the beginning of the story, he's a little pearl, and by the time the story ends, he's grown a lot, and like I said, he's ready to be delivered to Earth, and that's the same with the little seed and the shining star. I've changed that name a couple of times.
I understand. Shining sounds a lot better than little, for sure.
Yes, it does.
So, going forward, your plans for this year and beyond, sounds like you're going to be busy making those dreams, goals, and visions happen. Maybe elaborate on that just a bit, what you're going to be doing this year to make this all come together better.
Right, we're just diligently, this is what I eat, breathe, live for. I just see that this could help so many people. The stories are meant to teach little ones that they are not mistakes, and that they were born with a purpose and a destiny, and it's rooted in our creator. And so, to me, that's just huge, because so many, I've been in youth corrections, and I've seen so many children that just didn't feel like they had a place in life, or that they shouldn't have been born, and just by right of them being on Earth, they were supposed to be here. So we're going to keep pushing that message. We're going to get out into the community and do all we can to help. Like I said, me and my family went through some rough times, so we kind of have a little inside view of what it's like to be without a home, or, you know, not have certain things that a lot of us just take for granted. So that's our mission. That's our goal, to just continue on helping and building up our communities.
Absolutely. It's a good goal and a good mission statement, for sure. I have 10 books out there published, and so it is a, how should I put it? You have to be patient, you have to be diligent, and you have to be persistent. And you also have to make sure that people don't take advantage of you when you're trying to put out that message, especially when it's such a powerful message like your books and my books are, is to clearly, clearly benefit others. In this day and age, everybody wants your best, and that's your money. Before you can, you know, do your thing, and I've experienced that in many ways. But yeah, you hands down, you have some amazing children's books there. So how many books are you going to write in your lifetime? Do you have that thought out?
I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. Like I said, I have 8 written. The more stuff that I add on to it, it kind of, you know, slows the writing process down, but I do plan to just take a break for a few months and get back to writing, because all the 8 books that I have, I've written them between 2015 and 2017. So all those books were written, 2017, those books were all written. And so now I've just been trying to get them published, trying to get the illustrations done, getting the business part of Stewart House Productions up and running. We're really, really want to try to get into the nonprofit. And like I said, we just want to help as many people as we possibly can, because we've had people help us even when, you know, they didn't have it. So.
Outstanding. And so on that note, my friend, I'm getting a message from our switchboard that this program is kind of coming to an end. So one more time, my friend, let's plug all your information, all your titles to your book, where people can get out there and pick up these awesome, awesome children's books. You'll be glad you did, because this man has got it going on, he's going to have it going on, and he's going to keep it going on. Be on the lookout for this man. Okay, man, just go ahead and plug all that info again one more time.
All right. Well, in the Stewart House Stories series, we have, there's a sock monster that lives in my house. There's a little tornado that lives in my house. And bed bug bites. Those are the Stewart House Stories series. The Time with My Creator series is Precious Pearl, Little Star, Shining Star, and Little Seed. And those are all part of the Time with My Creator series. And the third series is Hug-A-Munter Bunny. The story behind that one is my baby, when she was born, my nickname for her was Daddy's Munter Booties. So I took the Munter, added it to the bunny, which is her favorite animal, Hug-A-Munter Bunny. And she's a hugger. So if you ever meet her, she's going to give you a hug.
I understand. Outstanding. So the listeners and the friends, fans, and followers, they can get in touch with you directly, correct? And if so, how can they do that?
Email is dreambeyond@stewarthouseproductions.com. Website is stewarthouseproductions.com. Social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and word of mouth.
Awesome. Frederick Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, my friend, we're going to be signing off. I'll let you go. Enjoy your evening. We'll be checking back with each other and making all things possible and making all things happen. Thank you for being a guest on Book Talk Radio today.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in touch.
All right.
This is Lawrence J. King from Book Talk Radio, currently interviewing and have interviewed an amazing author. His name is Frederick Stewart. Be on the lookout for this man. Get out there, go to Amazon, contact him personally, help him in his endeavors, pick up what he's putting down, because he has a mission statement, and it's a good one. This is Lawrence J. King from Book Talk Radio, and I'll catch you again tomorrow or some other show. Tune in next time to hear me say Book Talk Radio. Goodbye.